From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
At least three Caribbean destinations scrambling to find a replacement for British charter airline JMC. A strong CARICOM lobby mounted in Canada against fast-tracking the hemispheric free trade zone. And a preliminary investigation cites evidence of corruption in a previous administration in Dominica. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. British charter airline JMC today confirmed that it is stopping its flights-only service from London into Trinidad and Tobago, Grenada and St. Kitts Nevis. JMC says its operations in what's a fairly minority route for the company are proving not economically workable. Head of communications for JMC, Patrick Barrow, told me the airline has no choice but to pull out its service.
Now, there is a upside to this in as much that Thomas Cook Holidays, of which we are a part, are combining with British Airways Holidays in joint venture, which will ensure that holidays to that part of the world will continue from Thomas Cook. And it's very much the intention that those will increase dramatically. And if I just give you an idea that for the Caribbean as a whole, JMC last year took 16,500 passengers to the region, and this year anticipates that it will take 25,000 passengers. You can see it's a growth market rather than a declining one.
The equation escapes me a bit. You're cutting back on your flights, but